Weiter in Shas. Remember the comment of Nuntes, picking up on Nuntes. About 10 lines down, 2, 4, 6, 8. Yeah, 10 lines down. Last one in line. Amar Abaye. We last time on Bava Kamma. We left off with a braisa. Rav Yossi Gluli says that if I go ahead, my animal damages your property of grains that, let's say, are not yet ripe, then what do I have to pay? I have to pay what they would have been worth at the time that they ended up becoming ripe if you would have left them. Now, Amar Abaye, Rabbi Yosef Glili, Rabbi Yishmael, Amar Dover Echad, not only Rabbi Yosef Glili says, but even Rabbi Yishmael says the same idea. Rabbi Yosef Glili, hold on, Rabbi Yishmael already said, Rabbi Yishmael, the time with an abraisa, meitav sadeh, meitav kain, mishalim. The Torah is talking about if I have an animal, and my animal goes ahead and it messes up your stuff, right, goes and eats it, or jumps all over it, whatever, then what do I have to pay? I have to pay from Meitav Sadehu, Meitav Karmo, from the mate of the best of the land, the best of the vineyards. And what does that mean of his when it says, Meitav Sadehu Shel Nizak, Meitav Karmo Shel Nizak? That means that I have to pay from the best of what your stuff is, your field or your vineyard. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael is like, look, Rabbi Yishmael. We'll see how that matches up with Yosef Glili. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Loba, Kosov Elo Ligbos, and Izakan Mina Idis. No, the Pasuk is going to tell you that you can collect from the one, Eligbos Linizakin, for the one who got damaged from the damager, the Mazik's best land, from the top of the top stuff. Rashi says, Osa Shuma, Shashamu Bezdin, Mea Omasayim, Yigba Karko, Bemea Obamasayim, Mina Idisha Benechosov, Vikal Vachomer, the Hektish. And of course, you'd say the same thing when it comes to collecting for Hektish. If you, a regular dude, get damaged and you're going to get from me, clearly Hektish is going to get from me. Ain't no question there. Rashi brings up here, we got a bit of a problem though, if this is really a pshat. Because if this is a pshat, what ends up happening is that if my animal goes and eats from your property, even if it ends up eating from a less valuable property, I'm going to have to pay back according to your value of your higher level property. That kind of doesn't make any sense. So therefore, in order to change that, we have Rav Edi Bar Avin gives a different pshat of how you understand Rabbi Yishmael. Below Timik Rav Edi Bar Avin, and don't say that there are Yishmaels in the world of Rav Edi Bar Avin. Damar Vidi Bar Avin. Kigon Sha'achla Aruga Ben Arugos. Rabbi Yishmael is talking about a case where the animal ate from an aruga, where there's this patch that's mixed in with other patches, and in the field of the nizak. And we don't know if it had from the better stuff or from the worse stuff. Damar Kum Shalom Shemena, where he goes and says, go pay according to the more valuable stuff. Meitav De'ika Hashta, based on what the value is right now. But of course it can't be that. We don't say my time, or why not? Because if you want to go and get from me, you're not sure if my animal ate from your lesser valuable field or more valuable field. You want to get stuff out of me, you got to bring me a raya. Of course it ate from it. We don't know which one. So I would only have to pay the less valuable one, not from the more valuable one. So therefore, we have to say differently. Can't be like Rav Edi Bar Avin's pshat over here. So rather, Ella b'meitav d'lekamei. Rishmal means that we do it according to the best stuff. Now we're seeing where it's like Rav Yosef Glili. So rather, what the answer is, that it means, goes according to what it's going to be later. My new, what does that mean? Ki'arich t'salek, it goes according to that what it's going to be when it's ready actually to be harvested. So we actually know which crop it was eaten from. And what we say is we give the according to the value of what it's going to be in the future. And that's essentially how we see that they have the same vart. And now, Gemara says, Amar Mar, let's go to Bryce, a different Bryce we saw. Rabbi Shimon Yehuda, Omer Mishum Rabbi Shimon. Bamed Dvar Mamurim. What are we talking about over here? This is kind of throwing us in the middle of a sentence, but it's coming back earlier that we spoke about something that if you have the stuff that gets ruined, the way that we're mechashiv it, that we evaluate it, it goes together with the land. Bamed Dvar Mamurim, Sha'achla Lulve Gefanim V'Yichuri Te'enim. Where the animal ate the Lulve Gefanim, literally means the shoots of the Gefanim, of the Geffen, of the grapevines. V'Yichuri Te'enim is the shoots of the fig trees. There are three different stages of the growth. There is the shoots of the vine. Then we have the grapes called smadar, when they start to bud and open. And then we have boser, which is half-ripe grapes. and then obviously when it's totally done. So now we're talking about Shulchei Luv Gifana V'Churitainim. Hasmada, that implies that if it wasn't at the first stage, but at stage number two, Ro'en Osan, Ki'ilu Anavim Omdos Libatzer, we look at them as if they were grapes that are ready to be taken. So only when it's in stage number one over there that we do it along with the land itself. But if it's stage number two, then we look at it by itself alone. So that when you wrote us a kilo out of a seifa, hold on a second, let's look at the seifa of that. It says, Achla pagan obosa, if it ate half-ripe figs or half-ripe grapes, it's stage number three. Right? So again, we said that it shoots, it's smadar, and then we have boser when it's half-ripe. Then who dero in osan kilo anovim omdos libatzer? The Sefer says, Achapagam Oboser, only if it ate that, then we look at it as if it's ready to be picked. Hasmada, that implies at stage two, the Ronosan Kama Hi Yafa, the Kama Isa Yafa, that we do along with the land. How much was it worth before? How much is it worth afterwards? So if you're going to the ratio, the Mashmos is level two is on its own. If you go according to the Sefer, then we go into the value of what it was before and what it was after. Ravina says, Kroch Utani. Kroch means a karach, means all wrapped up. Rashi says, Hosif smadar imayim b'mishta. You get it all wrapped up and bring it into it. B'med tovar memurim, what are we talking about? The stuff is done with the land. B'zman sha'achalul v'karam v'yichuri te'enim. Avalocha smadar pagam u'boser. But if they had that, the grapes in stage two or half ripe, in stage three, or the half ripe figs or grapes, then Rona San Kilo Anov Mundus Ibatzer. Then we look at it like it's ready to be Batzer, so therefore we're good to go. The first place is only talking about stage one. And then it's only talking about stage one that's going to be the land. After it's going to be whatever stage two, three, and on, it's going to be looked at on its own right. Frek the Gemar, Iach, if that's really true, that you want to say that grapes at the hit level two, level three, are looked on their own, then Shimon Ben Yehuda, Haini Rabbi Yeshua, then they end up being the same opinion. And for the Gemara, no, there's a difference. He given out kachas gufna. There's a case where the geffen is weakened, where the vine is weakened. Do we take off payment because of that? Rashi says, Linakos min hatashlumin, to take off of the payment, Tamashi achisho enough that they became weaker. Begufanim im yam dusham adabatsir, shetamid yonkim lachluch hagefen. But the fact that they would stay on the grapevine, they would actually would get less or become weaker. The vine itself, pardon, would have been weakened because it's getting sucked out from the stuff over there. So the mazik is helping the nizik a little bit because it's taking away from a loss of what the vine would have been. So do we take off from that payment over there? Velo misaime, but we don't explain which one is going according to that opinion. We don't know. Is it Yeshua or Shimon Yehuda who says that the mazik, we lower the payment of the mazik because of what happened over there? You know, it's definitely clear. We know exactly who says that from another place. Who is the one who takes into account this idea of the vine becoming weakened? Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda. He says, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda. The time you belong to the Bible, Rabbi Shimon Yehuda, Omer, Rabbi Shimon ben Menasya, Ones, Eino, Mishalim, Ella, Mishalim, Ones, Eino, Mishalim, is a tzar. If someone is ma'anis, a woman, he doesn't pay the tzar. That is, we know if a woman goes through an experience like this, she gets ma'anes, then she's taken advantage of, then there's nesek tzar yiposhev as a boshes. But ones, the tzar part, we know because having tashmish is a painful experience the first time, that she's going to have at some point in life when she gets married. So ones, enu mishalim is a tzar. Mipnei shesofa litzar tachas baila. Right, because we said she's going to get it from her husband. Rashi says Alma Menakin Minatashlumin Kfima Shasilachish. We take off of the payment from that in the future she's going to have anyway. Armelo, so they said back to him that Eino Dome Nivelis Beratzin Nivelis Menosa. Nice try. You can't compare. Well, of course, you have to be tzar because when she's doing a Beratzin, it's less painful. If she's doing a bonus, it's going to be painful. Amar Abaye says, Hani Tanoi Rabbi Shimon Ben Yehuda Amru Davar Echad. There are others that agree with this Zach over here. Hani Tanoi Rabbi Shimon Ben Yehuda Amru Davar Echad. They say the same thing. Rabbi Shimon Ben Yehuda Had Amron, that which we just said. Hani Tanoi Mahi, what is this talking about? The Tanya Rulim Tanei Braisa. This is talking about if someone causes a woman, Chalil Rachman Lutzan, to have a miscarriage. We know that people are fighting and they go and hit a pregnant woman and she has a miscarriage. So then what happens? You have to go and pay the father, right? The Demi Vlados that goes to the father that we learned earlier. right? And you got to pay the woman for the pain that she goes through. The Tanya, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Nake Chaya, we take off the amount of money of the midwife, of the value of what you would have to pay for the midwife at the birth. But now you don't have to do that anymore. So then the husband, he gets to be Vlados, but minus the amount of that he would have paid for that. But now Zammer, Nake Mizonos, we take off the extra food she would have had during the pregnancy. My Dami Naki Chaya, the one who says you take off the payment for the midwife, namely Rabbi Yossi, Koshkin Naki Mizonos. Of course, you're going to take off the Mizonos also, right? Because, of course, you're going to have to extra food, you know, but not necessarily a midwife. My Dami Naki Mizonos, take off the Mizonos of a Naki Chaya low. You can't take the expenses of a Chaya. Dami Lee, you can say back, it's a Didi Pakicha, she's an expert, you know, this week's Parsha. Oh, the chayas, they know how to do it themselves. Vlomi Bay Chayas, you didn't need this midwife over here, and therefore I don't have to lose out that money that kilo I would have spent on it, because I wouldn't have spent on it every way of getting out of it. Now let's go back to our study time. We spoke about the idea that someone goes and cuts it with these three palm trees and they cut it down and the rates go loose and said you have to pay 33 1/3% of what's going on. Rav Nachman said, no, we work it according to the value of 60 trees with the land, and that ends up being a lot less that you have to pay. So now, says the Gemara, Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Barid, Rav Yeshua, Ovid Uvda Kavased Rav Nachman B'Shishem. They paskal like Rav Nachman said and did according to Shishem. Lashnachrina, Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Barid, Rav Yeshua, Shamu Dikla Agav Ketina Da'ara. They were evaluated the palm tree with a small piece of land, which ends up being the same thing, just said differently. Now, Hilchos HaKavasid, Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Barid, Rav Yeshua, B'dikla Da'arba, and the Halacha goes to Rav Papa, Rav Huna, son of Rav Yeshua, when it comes to the Arama palm tree, Hilchos HaKavasid, Rav Yeshua, B'dikla Barsa. When it comes to B'dikla Barsa, it goes to Rav Galusa, Rashi says, because Choshev Huma'od, V'nishum Mifnei Atzmo. We value it by itself. Eliezer Zira, literally Eliezer Zira, Zair means the young one. Havasia Misani Uchme, he was wearing shoes that were black shoes, says Rashi. Minhag Avelon, which is the minhag of an Avel, Vekashuk Mishkai, Beshuka de Narda, and he was standing in the Shuk of Narda, Askechud de Veres Galusa, and the Veres Galusa, the people that worked for the Veres Galusa, they saw him over there dressed like that. From him, they said, Maishtani Masani, what's going on here? Why are your shoes different? Why are you dressed like that? Amalhu de Kama Abil Nabe Yushalayim, because I'm mourning over the fact that we don't have Yushalayim. Amalay said back to him, Adcha shifted less, but it's Abule Yushalayim, are you so chashiv that you could do such a thing? All the very chashiv people do such, you behave such a way for Yushalayim. Some of Yurav, they thought he was being gaivadig. As you have a chashiv, a chavshua, they threw him in prison. I'm a little gavarabba, and he said, I'm a great, great man. So it makes sense that I should dress like this. It's okay. I'm related. They said to him, Yudin, how are we supposed to know? I'm related. He says, okay. Oh, atun bo minaymil. So either you ask me a question, I'll answer you. Ana avde minaymil. So I'm going to ask you a question. You answer me. You'll try. You're not going to be able to. I'm related. They said to him, you know what? Boyat. Go ahead, boy. Ask the question. I'm related. He said to them, hi man de cuts kufa. If a person who cuts down someone else's tree, Rashi says, bitamarim kibosa banovim. By tamarim, it's like bosa of the novim, which means that they're dates that are in a state of budding, right? It's a stage number two, like we said. My Mishalim, how much did you pay? I'm a lady said, Mishalim, to be kufa. Pay the amount that it was right now, budding dates. I, vaha havu tamri, but eventually they ended up being tamarim. Rashi says, lach is mine after some time and he's losing out. I'm a lady said, you know, Mishalim, to be tamri. So pay the amount of a tamar, of a date. I'm a lady, but he says back to him, vaha lav tamri shakabine, but he didn't take tamarim the right dates from him. I'm a lady said, you know what, enough. Emelanat, why don't you tell us, boy? You tell us how much. I'm a lady, not respectful, but why don't you tell us? I'm a lady, Mishishim, we do according to the value of the field of 60 times more than that. We evaluate through the Shishim thing. I said, Mishishim and Makaka, the Kobachlal, Shakona Kaka, Bipirusea, Seosa, Nosan, Ain of Ktsas, Bishavach, Shal Achersman. Right? So we do it and we evaluate like that. I'm a lady, said to him, Man Amr Kavasa, who says like you? I'm a lady, Hashmuel Chai, Shmuel's alive, and he's Dino Kaimi, he says, based then. Go ask him. Shadu Kami the Shmuel. Why don't you go figure what he says? I'm a lady, they said to him, Shapaka, Amr Lachush, Mishishim, sorry, Amr Lachush, Shmuel says to him that, he's right what he said, and it goes according to the 60 shtick of a kafko, and they let him go. Next part of the Mishnah, we said Rabbi Shimon Omer, Achla Peros Gemurin, that if the animal ate Peros Gemurin, which means that they're already finished and they were ripe, then what you have to pay the value of the stuff itself, but not according to the value of how much the land lost. My timer, Favus, Favus the Pshat, why did he do that? Ha, Da'amer Rachmano, Beer Bistei Acher,
when it says in the pasuk that and it consumes in the field of another, teaches that we evaluate the produce that gets all messed up in reference to the field. Bahari mili midsarchusada. Those are talking about things that actually need the field, meaning it's not ripe yet. Hani, but these ones that are ripe already came with the little tsuchusada, not anymore. Be'einayu ba'yishlumi, you gotta pay according to what they are, be'ein, according to what they are by themselves. But the fact he says that at the very end of the Mishnah must be in the Tanakhama doesn't agree with that. And he says that even if it's going to be totally ready to go, it's ripe and ready to be eaten, it still goes according to the field. That's how we do it. Amar Rav Huda Bar Chiya, Amar Rav Yirmi Bar Abba, done Rav Karebi Meir, Rav Paskin like Rabbi Meir in a different matzav. Upasa Kilchas said to Rabbi Shimon, and he said that the Lacha goes according to Rabbi Shimon in our Mishnah. Dan Rav Karebi Meir, Rav Meir the Tanya, we learned in a time within a braisa. This is talking about a case of you have a husband and he has two fields, he's married, and he sells these two fields. Kas of the Rishon, Velo Chasmalo. If he wrote this guy has these two fields and he wants to go ahead, he wants to sell them. Kas of the Rishon, and he has, you know, Ksuba also. Kas of the Rishon, Velo Chasmalo, he writes a field to the first one and sells it to him, and the wife is not in agreement of this. She doesn't sign off on the sale of here. Lasheni v'chasmelo, and then the second one, and she signs off in the field. The din is of the ksuba, so she lost her ksuba divrei Rabbi Meir. That's what Rabbi Meir. Why she lost her ksuba? Because when the first one was sold, there was a second one sitting over there that she could go from get from that, so she can't go get from the first one anymore. And then she agrees to the second one, so she loses both of them. That's Rabbi Meir. We pass it like that one. Rabbi Hudomer, Yecholi Shatomi, she could say, Nachas Ruach Hasis Labayli, I just did this in order to make my husband happy. Atem Alechem Alei, how could you have anything on me, and therefore I should be able to get my stuff, but no, we pass it like Rabbi Meir. And then we said, Upasak Hilchasik Rabbi Shimon, Kehadatan, for that which we learned in our Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Achla Peros Gemurin, if the animal ate the fruit that's good and ripe and ready, Bashamas Peros Gemurin, you fill on, Imsah, Saw, Imsah, Saim, Saw, Saim, if it's one Saw, it's one Saw, if it's two Saw, then it's two Saw. Zok the next Heilige Mishnah. Some guy comes, he starts piling up these stacks of stuff, of grain, in his friend's field without any rishus. So I come into your field, I start stacking up all this stuff, and you don't let me do it. And your animal starts eating from it. Potter, you're off the hook, you don't have to pay anything. You could simply say, what are you doing over here? Why'd you bring your stuff? And if your animal gets injured, then the balagodish am chayev to go take care of your animal. It gets all ruined over there. Like it trips on it, it gets all ruined. Now, if I did it by rishus, you let me put it over there. Balasada chayev, and the owner of the field is going to be chayev if anything happens to it, or because of it, then it's on you. You let me do it. Now, sounds like even if you say you're going to take care of it, still you're going to be chayev for it. Lematanan to look Rebbe. Let's say our mishnah is not like Rebbe. Dika Rebbe. Everyone says like Rebbe. Homer. We saw earlier that Rebbe said, Achikava love Balabai's Lishma, until he takes his upon himself responsibility, he's going to guard it. He's not going to be chayev to it. Says the Gemara, I'm Rav Papa. Right? And here he didn't take upon it, still he's going to be chayev. I'm Rav Papa. Hacha benotar beidari askini. Here we're talking about when the beidari, the watchman of the granary, that the kevada amrele ayelugadish, since this is the watchman of the granary, who says to somebody, bring in your grain and stack it up, I'll enter lachu. It's like he's saying, bring it in, and I'm going to watch it for you. And therefore, I'm going to guard it also. And even according to Rebbe, that type of lashon is like he's going to guard it, and therefore he's going to be chayav, and that's the case that our Mishnah is talking about. Zok the next Heilige Mishnah. Shaleach is a be'era b'yad cheresh shot of a katan. Someone sends a be'era of fire in the hands of a cheresh shot of a katan. Pata b'dini adam v'chay b'dini shemayim. We've seen this, right? It's, as we just said. Shalch b'yad b'kech, if he's sent in the hand of a b'kech, a b'kech chayav, because he's intelligent enough to know what to do with it. Echad ivis, or if someone brings the fire, v'echad ivis ha'itzim, someone brings ha'itzim, ha'mevis ha'itzim chayav, he's going to be chayav. Rashi says, di lav achron kamalo avid midi. If the second one didn't bring the fire, the wood, then the fire wouldn't have done anything. Echad ivis ha'itzim, echad ivis ha'or, if someone brings ha'itzim, then someone brings ha'or, ha'mevis ha'or chayav, the flip way. Ba acher v'libo, if another one comes and starts fanning the flames, ha'malab ha'chayav, that person who comes and starts fanning it, he's going to be chayav. Libsa ruach kol b'tonu. If the fire, if the wind starts to go and fan it, everyone's going to be off the hook. Everyone's potter.
Now we said if you give it to Cher, Shadow of a Kata, you're part of the Adam Chaibi Shamai, Marish Talking Shay the Chiski, Lo Shanu Ella Shamasalu Gachels for Liba. What is this talking about? This is only talking about when you gave it over to him, to the Cher Shadow of a Kata. This is a coal, and he fanned the flame himself. So if you give him a flame, then chayev, then the first one's going to be chayev for anything that comes, even medine adam, my taima, maisav kagomelu, because it's his action that caused it to happen. Rav Yochanan Amar, I feel most of shalvish, even give him that flame, part you're going to be off the hook from medine adam, my taima, why? Tzavsa, the chayrish gomelu, the control, it's the holding of the cheresh that caused any sort of damage to happen. And then the first one is not going to be chayev unless he gave him, Rashi says, gavza is kotzim, unless he gave him thorns. Beep, turn the page. Samach. Silta, shraga, dahu vade maisa didei gomer. And chips of wood and a flame. Because there, it's definitely him that's causing it to happen. Give him all the stuff that's about to go ahead and bring it to the next level, so then you're going to be chayev for doing such a thing. Then that person is going to be chayev. Next, shalach yibad b'kechev, give it to the person who's an intelligent person, b'kechev is going to be chayev. Then we spoke about this idea that what happens if they fan the flame, that person is going to be chayev. I'm Rav Nachman Yitzchak. Mandatani liba lo mishtabish. One uses a lashon of liba, is not making a mistake. Mandatani niba lo mishtabish. He's not making a mistake either. Says Rashi that niba kishadam medaber minanea sfasav veruach yotze. When he goes and he moves his lips, it causes wind to come. Mandatami liba lo mishtabish. He's not making a mistake. Tchsib balabaseish. Use a lashon of a flame of a fire. Therefore, it's liba. Mandatani niba lo mishtabish. Tchsib bori niv sfasayim. I create the speech of the lips, and therefore his lips move and air comes out of it. And this is like blowing, and this is like, you know, fanning the flames. Next part of the mission we said is lipsaruach kol psurim. If the wind goes and does it, everyone's going to be putter. If the wind fans the flames and something happens, damage comes to it, everyone's going to be putter. Tana Rabbanan, liba v'lipsaruach. Let's say a person fans the flame while the wind is fanning the flame at the same time. What's it then? Im yesh b'libuyo kidei l'labosu chayv. If there's enough within his fanning then to cause it to become a fire, he's a whole flame, the whole situation of fire, then he's going to be chayv. Im la putter. If not, then he is off the hook. Frank the Gemara, why? Why should it be that you're off the hook if you did a double thing, you know, together with them? Let it be like a case of winnowing. When the Zohar is a case of winnowing on Shabbos, so someone goes and does winnowing, and the wind comes and helps him, he's going to be chayev. This is Chil Shabbos, mamish. Rashi says the chayev b'shul malachos b'Shabbos. Alpha b'shul ruach messiah, so it helps him. Yishumak bia tevua barachas. When he picks up the tefuah, barachas, it starts to fly over there. You're going to be chayv here too. I'm Rabbi Achamai Skinner. What talking about? Kon shaliba mitzarechad v'libsa ruach mitzaracher. It's when you're fanning one side and the ruach is doing it on the other side. Rashi says the lo ahani ihu, because he's not really this person is not really helping doing anything over here. It's the wind doing it. Rav Amar kon shaliba ruach mitzuya. It's talking about a case where he's fanning it with a ruach mitzuya, v'libsa ruach beruach she'ena mitzuya. But the wind then starts to change and it becomes a ruach she'ena mitzuya. So basically when he starts to go ahead and do it, Rashi says, kishamaschi lilbos loisa ruach no shavas bechazaka v'lohiya mavir bekach. It's not really doing anything. Ubasa ruach she'ena mitzuya v'libso demilsa. The low salak adaitu, something's not on his das. Of azor leinian shabbos, sagi lo beruach matsuya. Hachi kaven has kavanah for such a thing. Bechayev from zero amar. He going to tzamra tzamure. It's like in the case where he was breathing on it. He wasn't blowing. Rashi explains right that what he was doing is he was just warming up this fire by breathing on it, not actually blowing. Just like when you're trying to warm your hands, you're like, right? It doesn't help it to cause the flame over there. Rav Ashi Amar Ki Amrinan Zor of Ruach Messiah. So when is it we say that the person is going to be chayev when he goes ahead and someone is winnowing, the wind helps him? That's Hani Milin Yon Shabbos. It's like Shabbos. The Melechus Machshavos is the Torah, because Melechus Machshavos goes going to the Kavana. Rashi says Melechus Machshavos is the Skaim of Machshavto Denichale Ruach Messiato. Aval Hacha Groma Ba'alma over here. And when it comes to Nezek, it's just called Grama. Grama by Nizakin Potter. Grama by Nizakin is it in? Is going to be Potter. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.